Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from my AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio show. We're here and we talk about it. And this is brought to you by the Small Business Frontiers Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. I am broadcasting live right now from Silicon Valley, Bay Area. Thank you for tuning into today's radio show, or should I say radio nugget. It is Black History Month, and we're kind of giving out these nuggets throughout the week, and depending on when you tune in, it'll either be 15 minutes or an hour show. And today it's a little bit of a nugget for you, Black History nugget. I appreciate your listenership. And for those, hello to you that are international listeners. Thank you for tuning in here in Silicon Valley. Here broadcasting, like I said, live from Silicon Valley, I am Margaret Jackson, Bay Area radio show personality for AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio. And so if you want to dial into today's show, don't, because we don't have enough time. I want to give you a nugget that I came across. I was very proud when I came across this nugget years ago. I was doing some women in business workshops, Power Women, Power Secrets. You might know about the Power Women, Power Secrets workshops, and look for some additional materials coming out on Power Women, Power Secrets later this year. I'm looking forward to it, working on that book, finally going to get that out. So anyway, I was doing this Power Women's Power Secrets training, and during my research, you know, we want to know about power women. And just for the record, guys out there, women belong at the table. We belong at the corporate table. We belong in different shapes, sizes, colors, background, but we belong at the table. We have acumen that you have not tapped into. And oftentimes I'll share, if there's a board meeting and if the men can't come up with the answer, look to the woman in the room. She is the answer to that problem that you're trying to solve. Okay, so we belong at the table. So as I was doing my research for this particular workshop, webinar, actually it was a live workshop, and I was really glad to find out, very ecstatic to find out about the first Black woman in America that became the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And not only that, the mantle was passed down to her by another woman, which had not happened in American history as corporate heads changed hands. And that person, Ursula Burns, became the first African-American woman to be, actually, she's to become a CEO of Xerox. And what's interesting about her story is she started at Xerox as a summer intern. Internships don't, you know, make sure that your students, your college students, your kids that are college students, encourage them to do internships. I was talking to a Stanford doctor, and one of the things she also encouraged was internships. Internships can lead to other opportunities. You get to know the company that you're interning for, and intern for a company that you like and that you want to be around. That's important as well. So she did an internship for Xerox in 1980. And when she completed her master's, she then was hired in and joined the company a year later. So you never know what's going to happen with those internships. But as you look at her story, her background, single parent home, single mother, you know, this story that we often hear about when we're looking for that American dream as people of color. And let's be clear that all stories of Black people are not that they've grown up in some rural, some low income. That is not my son's story. My son's story does not know anything about growing up poor and growing up without having something. He's grown up with every opportunity because that's what we wanted to give him as parents, as Black parents. And so he's had a very different American experience. And we want our children to have a healthy living experience in this country. And Ursula Burns' story starts a little differently, but she did something that no other woman has done yet since 2009. And I'm going to qualify that because I know some of you are thinking that no, there was a second African-American woman that became the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, an interim CEO, not CEO. She was later replaced. So we'll look at that briefly. But Ursula Burns became the first Black woman to become the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and that was Xerox back in 2009. And she maintained that position and held that position until December 2016. And she was succeeded at that time by Jeff Jacobson. But prior to that, Xerox had two women CEOs, and Mulcahy, who passed the mantle to Ursula Burns in 2009. So that's very exciting that stepping stone or that trailblazing from Ursula Burns set something in motion. And I'm going to go to a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to wrap up with our 15-minute nugget. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
I'm back. Ursula Burns is just an inspiration. And if you don't know her story, go out, research her, find out your story. As Black females, as Black women, as a Black people, we do not need anyone's permission to be great. I'm not looking for anyone's permission to be great. I'm not looking for another nation to tell me that I'm great. We're great without anyone's permission. And so what do you do with that greatness? And this is what Ursula Burns did with her greatness. And she paid the price. She did the work. She rolled up her sleeves and she got her education and she took all of those steps, right? And she becomes the CEO of Xerox Corporation. Now, also, what's interesting, President Barack Obama appointed Burns to lead the White House National STEM Program, Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics. We need more women in STEM. We need more people of color in STEM. And what am I saying? And when I say this, this just kind of burns my bottom, for lack of a better term. I guess I could have said that better. I didn't. This is why we talk about it. We extend here. It bothers me when I hear white men say they're losing jobs to people of color. They're losing jobs to immigrants, and they're losing jobs. I just don't buy that. I don't think people are losing jobs the way in this context. No one's losing anything if we allow people to be and flourish in their own skin. That's just the bottom line. And so whether you're competing for a corporate 500 company, 1,000 company, or you're starting your own business. And I want to say this to my African American entrepreneurs. Yes, we need more entrepreneurs. We need more CEOs. We need more black companies developing and growing and become in every industry, finance, health, entertainment, what have you. Why? Because there's a balance. This planet is so huge. There's enough for everyone. And why do I say that? It's because by your design, by God's design, that if we're all equal, if we're all kind of framed, you know, male and female, then there's purpose. And I don't take away from that. You don't take away from mine, you know. And if we are able to work together and come together really as we should as human beings, wow, what would we accomplish? What would we accomplish? And so I think sometimes we major on the minors, and we don't need to major on the minors. And so we're going to celebrate Ursula Burns for doing something that no other black woman has done yet. We're going to see a change in the Fortune 500 world March 2021. We are going to, and I'm really excited for Roz Brewer. Roz Brewer will become the second CEO of the Fortune 500 company Walgreens in March 2021. And again, I know what you're thinking. That this is the third CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And technically that's true. I got 90 seconds. Technically that's true. That's true. And so, but it was interim CEO, not CEO. And we'll talk about that another time. Don't get your feathers ruffled. It all counts, but I'm just talking about Mary Winston. Great job with as CEO of Bed Bath and Beyond, but that was that was interim. She did it. But let's get out of here. Celebrate Ursula Burns. Don't hate. Let's keep it moving. Be good to somebody out there.